Chapter 4. What the Germans did during the months of July and August was truly impressive. The YMCA building, which looked amazingly like a barn because that's what we'd known how to build, became the site of mid-afternoon musical and dramatic performances. At night, in Camp A, there were classes in shorthand, geography, English, chemistry, as well as marine navigation and engineering. For a man who'd been raised in a deep mountain cove and first educated in a slapped-together one-room, eight-grade schoolhouse, it was a miraculous introduction to an alien culture, a culture of learning. They taught each other with a dogged, systematic determination that I could not have imagined. When I first approached Commodore Hans Reusser about the possibility of paying a contingent of experienced men to help Robert Snyder rebuild the French Broad River Bridge, he assigned an engineer from his own ship, Das Vaterland, who recruited two crews of 20 men each from Camp B, experienced carpenters and shipbuilders all. The engineer began to work the two crews on alternate days, Monday through Saturday, and he proved to be astonishingly tactful in dealing with Snyder while he and his men set about tearing down the old stone bridge pillars and rebuilding them from the riverbed up. The Germans also played with the same serious, almost furious energy. They begged, borrowed, and made tennis rackets, and then reconditioned the tennis courts that had been swept clean by the great flood. Each camp organized a football team in order to play the other, the sailors in Camp B looking forward with great glee to the abuse of their officers. One day, when the entire contingent was in Camp A, John Sanders took me out to see a detachment busily digging out the thousands of pounds of gravel-saturated mud that had filled in the swimming pool during the previous summer's flood. They were hauling the debris in wheelbarrows to the river's edge and dumping it into the churning, flowing water.
"I give 'em the shovels," he said, "and the wheelbarrows. Anyone who'll work as hard as they do deserves to have tools."
"Aren't you afraid they'll tunnel under the fence?" I asked, hoping against hope that they had given Captain John a sense of humor in return for the shovels.